This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This week is National Reconciliation Week, and joining us is Natalie Armat. She's from NITV. Pleasure having you here, Natalie.
Great to be with you.
Can you break it down for us? What is Reconciliation Week?
Well, Reconciliation Week is sort of an important week for all Australians to sort of reflect on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and its people. But the reason we've picked this week of all the weeks in the year, of course, there are two very important historical dates, being the 1967 referendum and the 1992 Mabo decision. Also, we have National Sorry Day and Mabo Day, which kind of, you know, bookend National Reconciliation Week. So given that there was so much history sort of attached to the last week in May, it was decided that would be a great time to have a week where we as a nation can all reflect upon, you know, our proud Indigenous culture and heritage, but also reflect and work out, you know, a way forward that we can all grow and learn together. I mean, ultimately, that's what reconciliation is.
Mm. The theme of the week is don't keep history a mystery. What does that mean, Natalie?
Well, look, I think I'm really excited by the theme. I'm a bit of a history buff myself. So I guess it's about sort of demystifying some of the myths and things around Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history. But also one of the things I hear the most when I'm speaking to non-Indigenous people is that, why didn't we learn this in school? Why didn't we learn about the stolen generations? Why didn't we learn about, you know, the, you know, frontier wars, the dispossession of Aboriginal people from their lands? So I think there's a real gap in the market, so to speak. A lot of people want to learn more and want to be able to engage with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and histories and culture, but just don't know how to go about it. So this week, to sort of reflect and demystify things and learn a bit more, that's sort of why they've kind of picked that theme. And it doesn't sort of have to be, you know, it could just be reflecting on where you live and who the traditional owners of the land are. You know, a lot of people, you know, we do acknowledgements and welcomes to country. You know, that's a sort of simple thing that that people are being encouraged to do in that theme, is just learn a little bit about their local history of the area they're from and who the local people are.
Nat, I remember being up like really early in the morning. I think I was in Arizona at the time in 2008 and watching Kevin Rudd doing his opening address as a prime minister, where he said, sorry. And it was like a really pivotal moment in Australian history. You know, for many of us, we go, well, we said sorry. Haven't we kind of addressed this issue of reconciliation? Can you kind of help us navigate through that?
Sure. Look, I think that was such, and as you said, a pivotal and important and historic moment when Kevin Rudd said those words. And I myself, my grandmother was a member of the Stolen Generations, and that was a very emotional day for me when Kevin Rudd stood up and acknowledged the wrongdoings that had been done to so many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. That was such an important step, but that was just the first step on this road. Obviously, the reconciliation process stems back. You probably remember those amazing images when people walked across the Sydney Harbour Bridge for the first time. So saying sorry to the Stolen Generations, while an incredibly important moment, it was only the first step to healing, and it sort of only addressed the Stolen Generations. There's been a lot more that has happened in our 200 plus years of shared history that we still need to come to terms to reconcile with as a nation. So while that was a very important step, and you know, that is sort of, will always be looked back, I think, as probably Kevin Rudd's greatest legacy, it was just one moment in history and a very important first step, but there is still so much more to be done to reconcile in this country. And you only have to look at things like the high incarceration rates of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the gaps that still exist in life expectancy and health, to see that still a lot more work needs to be done.
Natalie, a lot of us listening right now in this Reconciliation Week would love to know, what are some steps that we can take to engage in reconciliation?
That's a quite a big question, and I think it depends on the individuals too as to how much you want to do. But I know a lot of people say to me, oh, you know, I'd love to know more, I'd love to do more, I'd love to get more involved, but just don't know how to go about it. Look, there is, if I can plug for the NITV website, we've been writing a lot of articles this week. So, you know, if you're just at home, that's a simple thing that I'd encourage people to do. Jump online, read a couple of our articles about how you can get involved, or even switch over Channel 34. We've got a great range of programs, not just during Reconciliation Week, of course, all year round. So I think, you know, television and online, a lot of the information is there, and we've got more access to it than ever before. But it's also, you know, just about being open to learning. And I understand, you know, that there was the survey a couple of years ago that found, you know, 7 in 10 Australians had never engaged with an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person. So it does depend on where you live in the country. But more and more activities, events are being hosted by councils right around the country. So check out what's happening in your local area. There may well be a Reconciliation Week event that you could go along to and meet people and learn a bit more. And they're fun too. So it's not sort of just about, you know, going back to history class, so to speak. It's a really fun and gentle way to be involved and go down. There might be a local smoking ceremony or a concert. So that's a wonderful way to sort of open the door and meet people and sort of start to learn and celebrate together. Because obviously, you know, reconciliation is not just about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It's about, you know, all Australians coming together. So, yeah, as I said, it's, there seems to be more and more each and every year. So check your local papers, see what's happening in your local area, and, yeah, just turn up and see what you know, might be able to learn and experience.
Natalie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. Of course, if you do want to find out more information, you can head along to nitv.org.au. Thanks, Nat.
That's the one. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.